Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are we sure that my audio is okay?
It's good, bro. It's good. Just go.
Ba-da-da-ba-da!
Halala Show Season 2 Mix Number
13.
Welcome to the Halala Show. Recording now over the internet because of ECQ. What's up?
What's up, everybody? I cannot believe 43 people are watching right
now. On Facebook Live. Yeah, man. It's crazy. Sorry we didn't record last week. It was Easter. Our mics were broken. We said we were supposed to record Wednesday, and we never really touched base on that.
I know. It was just like we understood. There was like some sort of telepathy over there, because I remember we said, you know what? On Wednesday, we're going to record. Wednesday. And then nobody just messaged each other. We were just like, meh.
Actually, Rika messaged me. Ano, kumain na ako. Sabi ni Rika. Is Rika messaging me? Yung pala, it was for a TikTok video.
You know what? F you. Can we even curse? Because we're on Facebook, we might.
Of course you can. You just can't play Special Agent John's copyrighted music.
Oh.
That's the only thing you can't do on Facebook.
Okay.
Right? But everything's fair game. You could rig elections on Facebook. You can put fake news, but you just can't play Ariana Grande.
Oh man, you know what? No, that's true. That's true. I mean, like all the 69 videos, and music anyway. Yeah. To everyone listening right now on the podcast, because we are recording this and we are going to upload this on Spotify. Mm-hmm. To everyone listening right now, hello, this is the Halo Halo Show. My name is Rika.
My name is JC, and this is an unedited podcast. Unedited podcast where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, but we do have a little bit of structure, so we will tell you about it. I know people watching on Facebook, you probably already know this, but just as for the new Lecha fans out there, so tell them about the podcast.
We are welcoming you with open arms and open legs and open eyes and open everything.
So now
we start with you know, telling you all about our lives, which is where you been. And then after that, we have our trending topics. So what are our trending topics for today?
The trending topics, the TTs for today. We're talking about Shanty Dope. Oh, Rika's favorite. Shanty Dope. Shanty Dope. And how he's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe now, technically, right?
Technically.
He exists in the MCU. So we'll talk about that. It's pretty cool stuff. Also, actually, keep it light for the most part. Mariah Carey did something kind of funny while getting her COVID-19 vaccine. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that video.
What else? Oh, Jesse Minjola. Like local news. Yeah, Jesse Minjola and Luis Manzano. We're just going to talk about their surprise for everybody.
Nuptials.
How do you say that word?
I think it's not nuptials.
I don't think so, dude.
Nuptials yata.
Pinko kaya hindi tayo na invite for like to host a wedding or something.
We're here to celebrate. I have.
No, I mean like together.
You and me? No, never.
Never, right? Maybe this is the reason why.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to the nuptials.
Nuptials. The nipples.
The nuptials. And the first thing we're going to talk about also, of course, it's relevant to everyone here, especially in the Philippines, the ECQ, or I guess what they call it is the what do you call it? The plus?
No, NCR Plus.
And then the extended ECQ, which we'll start the TTs off with later. But first, we got to do where you been. So where you been? We talk about our lives. Rika G, I guess you can start. Where you been, Rika G? What do you do this Holy Week?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you take a shit.
Okay.
And then. Wait, let me complete my finish. Okay. When you take a shit and then you flush the toilet, do you look at the toilet while flushing?
Of course, bro.
I do too. I just did it right now.
I sent you a test. I'll send you the link. That's what I said. Check mo.
Do you know what you call that? It's a shit show.
Shit show.
I was watching it, right? And I was like, am I the only one who does this? I'm sure I'm not the only one.
You have to, because you have to check the, you know, just in case. Like, definitely. Sometimes it's green. That shit is weird. Like, literally, that shit
like
is
like a baby? No, because... usually, like, their poop is, like, colored. Like orange sometimes. Baby poop.
Like the
baby
gerber. Because they gerber,
diba? Yeah. Diba? Because they're the baby poop. I'm just saying.
Shit show, eh?
Anyway, so aside from that question, well, where have I been?
What did you do this Holy Week, friend?
Over the Holy Week, I just stayed at home, basically. It was just me and Pepper all the way. I did not talk to any human beings at all. Just Pepper. And then the only time I would unlock my door was at the end of the day when I need to take the trash out, and that's it. But you know what I realized? I was thriving. You know, I was just swimming in my own thoughts, and I was just watching shows left and right. Grey's Anatomy, The Big Bang Theory. I'm at my fourth Harry Potter movie already. I tried to watch Kong, Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh yeah.
But I'm at the middle. I'm at the middle. What do you call that?
The middle.
The middle.
Halfway point. The halfway point.
There
of
we
the
go.
Movie.
I'm halfway through
you
the movie.
You stopped halfway through the movie?
I don't know why, but maybe because I don't know. I'm like waiting for the right time to really get into the big monsters. I don't really know why. Okay. So I've been binging a lot of Grey's Anatomy. I cooked a lot of food over the week. I cooked, for some reason, Thai curry, and it is freaking good. I was expecting it was going to be really spicy because, you know, like the Thai people like their spicy food. Yeah. But when I put in the paste and then the... Wow, this is like premium, exciting stuff, right? Yeah. When I put in the paste and then I put in the coconut milk, it tasted great. What? You
red,
put
red
in the
or,
paste?
Red or green ba?
Yung red. It red, was like okay. red. And then when I put in the... And then get this, JC.
Oh, shit.
More
tell
exciting.
Me.
Get this, JC. I put in the paste, which is red, right? Uh-huh. And then you put in the milk. It became pink, man.
No. Man.
Okay. Anyway, what else did I do? I worked out. I feel like this is the right time, or like the perfect time to work out, because I don't know, I was just at home. And then I also realized that I am thriving with Zoom workouts, because I've been attending the Zoom workouts. I mean, I've mentioned this before, because A, you know, I'm not at the gym. I'm not conscious about my body. There aren't other people around, like, you know, making moaning sounds or whatever in the gym, right? No, because they do, right?
Yeah, but that helps though, right? It really helps.
Maybe.
I mean, it's like, not, some people overdo it, but yeah. It really makes you feel stronger. Like,
I don't know.
You gotta, like Wolverine. It,
maybe that's also why I like going. That was not pretty.
Do you ever hype yourself up before you lift? You have to.
No, I do. Like I would inhale and exhale.
And then you gotta slap yourself one time.
Come
on,
you know,
baby.
We used to do that. I used to do that before when I used to compete for swimming. So you would be like freaking half naked, right? But you kind of have to like pump yourself up in your swimsuit in the pool, and people in the stadium would be watching you. But all you have to do is, I mean, like, you got to do it. You got to pump yourself up. So like jumping up and down before you swim, it hypes you up. So I get it. But I don't know, like right now I'm thriving maybe because yun nga, parang I'm not really conscious about my body because I'm not in the gym. You know, there aren't other people around, like in their, you know, tight clothes, I guess. What else? What else have I been doing? Oh, that's it.
That's it? Nice.
It kind of sounded like I was, you know.
You know, you were in the middle of a. I thought you were in the middle of an intense week.
Do you also have that, like, the purge sound when it's curfew?
No, you don't have.
Yeah, we do. It's like the purge is commencing. This is the annual purge. Emergency services are now. No, but literally, we have that every 6 p.m. And I'm like, I am scared because there would be times that, like 6:05, I would still be outside our condo because I'm walking Pepper. Mm. And then I would hear the alarm, right? And I'm like, what's going to happen? Are they going to shoot me down if I'm still here after 6? But no, they did not. It's just, it was a scary sound. I don't know if it's like for other barangays, they would do that too. But for us, it's like, I don't know why they do the purge sound.
It's intense, man. It's intense.
It is.
I guess, but to just enforce, like, hey man, you gotta go home, bro.
Yeah. Ganun yung mga tanod sa amin eh. Hey man.
Yeah, actually, we have some listeners who are calling. Hey man. Sa Sampaloc daw meron. Sa may Sampaloc. Oh, where is Sampaloc?
Manila, I think.
I love Sampaloc, by the way. Like the food, so good. What is Sampaloc? It's a
fruit.
Is it a fruit? Dried fruit,
so.
Right?
No, but dried, like, there's an actual fruit that's not yet dried.
Right, right. So, but sampaloc, like the one that you buy, is dried. Is it a prune?
I guess. I'm sure people can. You know what? We should ask a fruit expert.
You know what's good about doing it, doing this mix on Facebook, is that because you know how sometimes you and I, we become morons, right, and we forget stuff. We can ask people.
We can, like, triangulate the information.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Ah, tamarind.
Tamarind fruit.
True.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You have dogs there.
I do.
Your dog. There,
that's
hi, dogs.
Snoopy. Margo, Snoopy.
Wala silang pake.
They're chilling.
They're like, we don't freaking care about you and your podcast, man.
I know. Yeah, so a couple people here saying sampaloc is tamarind fruit. Okay. Cool, man. All right, you done it, Finn? That's it?
Yeah, you know, remember the time when we used to do Where You Been for like 45 minutes?
Oh, yeah, man. I remember it would take up more than half the episode.
Exactly. And now we're done at 5 minutes. Yeah.
I didn't do much either, dude. I watched Godzilla vs. Kong. Mm-hmm. No spoilers, but that movie is so fucking awesome, bro. It's so good, dude.
I know.
And you know what? I hate the humans because they're so boring. Like, I would really watch a whole
hour
and a half. Hour and a half of Godzilla versus Kong if it was just, like, even if there was no dialogue.
The monsters.
Yeah, actually, there's a really cool, actually, the only human character I really kind of enjoyed was the deaf girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is actually really endearing, and I thought they had a cool relationship, like, with Kong, but everything else was so, like, I want to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil it. But I just felt like there were so many unnecessary plot lines for the humans, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But the fights were so.
But then again,
dope.
It was, you know, made by humans, so they gotta, like, give it was spotlighting.
So cool, man. So yeah, I did that, and then I'm trying to come up with something cool to talk
something
about.
Exciting. Oh wait. Speaking of stuff that I rewatched, I rewatched X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh yeah.
I rewatched The Amazing Spider-Man, and I was like, I was a little confused because initially I was thinking this is the who's the good-looking guy?
Andrew Garfield.
No, the other one.
Oh. Tom the Holland. Tom Holland.
I thought it was the Tom Holland version. And I'm like, this is not Tom Holland.
Did we talk about? Oh, I feel like we talked about it. Like ranking the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Is Tom Holland your favorite? Mine's Tobey Maguire.
I really can't say if it's Tobey. Maybe it's Tom Holland.
Okay.
But definitely the last one would be Andrew Garfield.
But I actually really enjoyed the first Amazing Spider-Man. I thought it was really good.
You know, even what I don't like
shit on it.
Yeah, but what I don't like about the Amazing Spider-Man was how they broke up, like Gwen. What's her name?
Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani. Gwen.
I know we're cool.
No, Gwen Stacy.
Oh, I can mute here when I cough. I forgot.
I know. I just don't like how they broke up. But aside from that one, it was too dramatic. Like,
yeah.
Really?
I thought it was cool when she died, though. I was surprised they actually put
that
in.
That's dark, man.
That was super dark. Yeah, I thought that was, and I thought it was like, here, Nathaniel says it was a missed opportunity because for Andrew Garfield, I mean,
because
they were setting it up for a, like, I forgot the name of the group of villains in Spider-Man. Like, there's like a group of them. The Sinister Six, yeah, at that. Because at the end of The Amazing Spider-Man 2, you see, like, the Green Goblin guy or whatever, his friend. Kind of like, it kind of set up, like, a setup for the future, and it never really happened. But I hope they still continue with the, what people are saying, the multiverse. But they're
ooh,
saying
that would be amazing.
Tom Holland's, the next Spider-Man with Tom Holland. We'll have the multiverse with Andrew Garfield and
Tobey Maguire. They can finally do the meme. Right? Remember the meme? Mm-hmm. The Spider-Man? It's like... Anyway, I cut you off with, you know, your exciting life.
I'm trying to think, man. I've just been Call of Duty Warzone. I mean, that's it, man. That's all I do. My body clock is messed up again. I just tweeted about it because... White Toblerone. Go curry on Toblerone. We're trying to spice up the Rika G. Let me tell you about White Toblerone.
Oh, come on, man. I'm so hyped.
You think the yellow one is good? The white one. The White Toblerone for me is top tier.
Why though?
It's so good, bro. It's so good. Just the nuttiness and the oaky flavor. No, it's really good. It's top three for chocolate, like but chocolate, but like mass chocolate. Produced chocolate. It is chocolate. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. It's what milk. It's milk.
Yeah, milk chocolate.
No, it's milk. It's like solidified milk, man.
Which is just what chocolate is, friend.
I don't think is there such a thing as white chocolate? I think it's just a made up thing. Isn't it just a made up thing? Because what is okay? Chocolate.
I'm gonna Google it right now. Is white chocolate real?
I swear to you, like because
there's a Google search. White chocolate is it a real chocolate? White chocolate is made with a blend of sugar, cocoa butter, milk. White chocolate is not a chocolate. Technically, because it doesn't contain chocolate solids. What the hell is a chocolate solid?
Chocolate. I don't know.
That's weird.
Acting like I know.
There we go. I mean, this is from the Washington Post, so it's
It's not real because I mean, it's supposed to come from the bean, right? The cocoa bean.
I guess. But yeah, it's top three now for me. It's entered my top three of chocolate.
What's the next chocolate?
Number two is probably Reese's peanut butter cups, not pieces, but Reese's peanut butter cups, and then Snickers number one, easy.
Wala yung Hershey's Nuggets. I really like that one.
Oh, the white chocolate nuggets?
No, the normal.
The gold ones?
Yeah, the gold ones.
Or the dark one. Those are okay, but I get irritated by those because they usually come in the fun size, which is not fun because it's so small.
I like
variety packs. Crunch?
Crunch. I think that's my top chocolate. I mean, if I can consume chocolate, it would be Crunch.
Crunch?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of all the mass-produced chocolate?
Out of all the mass... It has a different taste, dude. It's not just like normal chocolate.
Okay.
And then it would be probably the nugget. Oh, Kisses. Kisses are really good.
Kisses are good. Kisses
right? Are good. It's just that, like you said, they're in like fun sizes.
Crunch the best? Icha says Crunch is the best.
Yeah, Crunch is the best. And then... Maybe after that would be The Nuggets.
Why don't we ask them while we move on? This whoever's listening on Facebook Live, what are your top mass produced? Like, what do you call that? Mainstream chocolate?
Convenience store
chocolate, I guess. Ano ba tawag dun? There's a lot of like gourmet chocolate.
Yeah, that's true. Sinong may gusto ng ano? Ano yung pinag-usapan? Toffee nut. Diba? May ganun. Remember that one? Toffee nut.
Chocolate bar,
yeah.
Yun yung name niya?
Yeah, toffee nut. It's like toffee luck pala, sorry. Toffee luck.
Toffee luck. Yeah. Sabi nga din toffee luck. Oh, Mars, pwede din Mars. Mars is like Milky Way, diba? Same lang. Yeah. Same lang yung taste.
Mm. Oh, Mars is really good. It's just it's expensive.
I've never
M&M's.
Had
M&M's.
M&M's are good.
Dude, toffee luck. It's like a biscuit. In like there's caramel inside and covered with chocolate.
So it's parang Twix.
Yeah, but it's like I guess like a
Pinoy version. Pinoy ba to?
Asian version. Yeah.
So it's smaller.
Somebody likes Alpine White. Isn't that the mint one?
I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, that's the spiciness of this week for me, man. Just let's go. Toblerone top three. But that's it. It was pretty much
like us on the internet. I mean, like it was a great week for, you know, fans of BTS because they did release a new song and a new music video, which was really nice. But yeah, aside from that one, it's really
I've been watching a lot of TikToks. Oh, question. Oh, yeah, that's why I want to, since we, you know, while we come up with content for the podcast, TikTok, I saw a couple of videos because, you know, when you like a video, diba, like, all of the same trends somehow lumilitaw sa FYP. So one was like, for $1 billion, would you punch? Like it was like guys asking or girls' friends asking their boyfriends, for $1 billion, would you punch me in the face as hard as you can? And it's so funny, right, to see the reactions.
Yeah,
like yes, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. JC, it's not even like I'm not mad at you,
right? You know what I'm saying? So if someone offered me $1 billion to punch you super hard, you'd say yes, right?
You'd be like,
let's go. Put me to sleep.
Come on,
right?
Come on,
exactly.
Like, this is a punching bag.
Come on, just go for it.
$1 billion?
$1 billion. Easy, yes. Right? Easy.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that was
I could buy you a
funny
new face.
I'm trying to think what else. Any more trends on TikTok that I've been enjoying lately? I don't know, man. What's hot on TikTok? I know I'm like the TikTok generation, but
Because I mean, like, I really get lost on TikTok, but I do have a lot of stuff that I like. It's just it's on my phone. I don't want to look at it. But speaking of what do you call this? YouTube. I've been watching a lot of YouTube. So like the usuals, my usuals, in case you guys missed it in the other episodes. But I've just been obsessed with Elliot Choi on YouTube again. Can I just say how, I don't know, I just really like the content. And I found out about this, I came across this one YouTuber who does the same thing. It's kind of like a productivity / college / school vlog. And it's Sebastian Pierre. Pirie. So he makes really cool vlogs about med school. And then my current favorite right now, again, you guys should just like check him out. I think he is so underrated. Shan Rizwan on YouTube. And then I started, because I was in that realm, I started watching Milk Tea Poppy on YouTube.
Oh, I love Milk Tea Poppy. Oh, what's his YouTube content like?
Basically just his life, you know, he's kind of like, it's kind of like watching a boy version of Emma Chamberlain. I don't know how you say that last name, but yeah, it's more like the same thing, but I mean, he is interesting. He's funny.
He's hot.
He is hot, and he has 300,000 subscribers already. Wow. Already.
How many TikTok? Cause he got big. I'm sorry. He got big on Twitter.
Oh, did he? I thought it was on TikTok.
Pretty sure it's his Twitter cooking videos that went viral, not the TikTok. I'm sure he has TikTok now, but I think it was Twitter when I first heard about him.
TikTok. Oh, no, when I found him on TikTok.
I'd have to look that up. I'm not sure. Maybe someone, see, we have our researchers in the audience. So maybe someone can look up if Milk Tea Poppy started on Twitter or TikTok. I'm pretty sure it's Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, man. So those are your recommendations. Oh, okay. Yeah. Before we move on to the TTs, we have a great question. Okay, so the punching the face, that's easy. But from Bev, would you sell your dogs for $1 billion? That's a tougher one. Yes.
What did they ever do to you? You know, I would have to think about it because... That is a hard one.
Because you could save so many more dogs. How about that? Like that would be, you're not killing them.
You're not sending them.
I mean, if you want to be if you want to loophole it, sell them to your friend, right? But if let's say you sell and you'll never see them again, they don't get hurt, but like you'll never see them again. That's like, I guess that should be the for $1 billion.
Margo,
Snoopy? Snoopy, 500 Margo? Million. I'll sell one for 500 million.
I don't know, man. I have to think about it.
A rule would be you can't buy him back, right? You can never see them again, right? There's no loopholes. With $1 billion, you can't get him back.
You know what? Pepper is just, he's too old. I don't want him to be like under that kind of stress. I don't know where they're going to take him. But yeah.
Now I feel evil, right?
I don't know. I have to think about it. I mean, I would encourage you because
I feel like they want me to be a billionaire, right? Do you guys want daddy to be a billionaire? Yeah.
Look at Snoopy. Look at Snoopy being sad, man. He knows the vibe. The vibes are like selling vibes.
Oh, man. All right, Finn. Let's do some TTs. Ready?
Yeah.
Well, pal. Okay, let's start with the hard news, right? ECQ. I think we talked about it, the mix prior about how the ECQ or the enhanced community quarantine in NCR plus bubble or whatever you want to call it.
I guess I mean like you guys have an idea on, what constitutes the ECQ, especially in like your own barangays, in your own communities. It's just that, I wanna tell you all about how I felt a little shitty over the week because I saw a TikTok video and I don't usually feel, shitty about, staying at home, being safe and getting quarantined because we do have the luxury. Remember, like we have our own place. We still have our jobs. You can buy food and everything. It's just that at one point I felt shitty and then I felt bad about feeling shitty because I saw this one video on TikTok from a girl who lived in New Zealand. Basically making a video about how they can like go out, go to concerts, everything is opened already, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, when I watched the 15 second video, I'm like, damn, it was really a downer for me. I mean, it was supposed to be an uplifting video, her content, but for me, I'm like, damn, when are we? That seems so far away. That was really my feeling.
Yeah, on Monday, actually, Eureka and I, we were supposed to record, diba? When the mics weren't working, so we're like, let's just talk about how shitty everything is.
Yeah, and it was more like a therapy session for the both of us.
For real. And then that very same day.
For like a couple hours,
For like 2 hours, we were just talking about how helpless everything feels. I even tweeted that same day, which actually, a lot of people liked and retweeted. I guess that's the content people come for, right? That's doom scrolling. I said, man, I'm fucking sad. Cause I was. And then same thing, I guess in the same vein, you're talking about how you were watching like content that was uplifting or whatever, right? Cause New Zealand, on the other hand, I was looking at content. I was like, man, everything seems so, like slow, like like the progress, and then now, you know, we've seen the cases go upwards of what is it 12,000 now per day, yeah, something like that. And then the statistic, which for me was the most you see these numbers increasing, I feel like you kind of become numb to it because it's, you know, you just see it every day, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. The statistic to me that was really kind of like, holy shit, was the 24 point, like it was almost 25% whatever rate, contamination rate or something like that. So basically one in four people, which for me is when you put it that way, it seems more daunting, even though the numbers already are scary. It's crazy, man, 25%. So wow.
We already know people in our circle, and not just, you know, parang tita ng kapatid ng kapitbahay. No, it's actually people we know.
People we know
who have been infected, and yeah, you know,
people we used to fist bump. People we used to high five, for real, like literally. So let's talk about so the ECQ was supposed to end today, April 5. However, they are extending it at least for now another week, which they announced this past Saturday. Malacanang announced on Saturday. This is all from pna.gov.ph.
I bet your left nut it's going to be another week.
Maybe, probably. So they're retaining the ECQ classification in Metro Manila, Bulacan, Cavite, Laguna, Rizal. And they're saying that the LGUs must ensure the strict enforcement of the quarantine, which includes, you know, everything we talked about last mix, you know, the no dining out, the curfew. So they're gonna, you know, that's what they're doing, hopefully to lower the number of cases. And
yeah, I guess on some level, it's just like, I mean, like, I understand. It's just that I don't think we still have the luxury to do that, you know, as a whole, as a community. Can we, alam mo yung tanong na, kaya pa ba, Bes? Kaya pa? yun eh, parang, kaya pa ba, te? That's what I want to ask everybody. Because I feel like at this point, te, hindi na kaya. Mami, hindi na kaya, but you know, we have to kind of push through. And I think that's the thing. You kind of have to find like a friend or maybe like a close family member, a person you trust that you can talk about your feelings with, you know, just to let it all out. Yeah. Especially if you do feel the same way as us, you know, just feeling sad all of a sudden, kind of have to find somebody to just to level it out. Right.
Yeah. But just to kind of showcase, I guess, the effectivity of the ECQ, according to reports, the ECQ did succeed in lowering the NCR plus daily cases, according to Okta Research, which is a group of independent researchers from the from UP. So, it depends on if you trust that source. I feel like it seems reputable from UP, Okta Research, decreased from March 25 to April 1. So, in a way, the ECQ does kind of seem to be effective. So, you know, the trade-off is, I guess, businesses and the economy, et cetera. So,
the restaurants again closed. Nothing is operating. Can't even go to the mall. No, nothing. So, but you know what? Because remember, I mean, like I watched that video from that girl from New Zealand. She did say that in another video, she did explain that the reason why they're reaping the benefits now is because at first they closed everything, like not even takeout, not even delivery, nothing. And she did say that, you know, they did that to the extreme. Maybe that's why they're enjoying their time now that they've actually literally contained the virus. So I'm sure that all of this, like everything that we're doing right now, hopefully will result into something good.
True. Right. Hopefully. So we just have to wait, see what the updates are. You know, I think for me personally, I think, you know, the vaccination really is herd immunity is the, like the quicker we get to that. I don't know how, I don't know what needs to happen, but you know, the sooner that goes, the sooner that happens, the sooner we can return to normal to get into the New Zealand.
Uy, life, tapos magkaka-meet up tayo. Oh, I can't wait.
Shit.
Imagine mo, like we rent a small cafe. Tapos we're just gonna have like a quick meetup. Mm. Then, oh, that would be really nice. Ano, guys? 2027. G.
Yeah. G. So yeah, that's the news for ECQ. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's do Mariah Carey. So video has recently gone viral, posted on Instagram, on her Instagram rather, of her getting her COVID-19 vaccination.
Yeah.
And during the insertion of the needle, I don't know, how am I supposed to describe it? But
sorry. Nothing. Move on.
Move on. Grow up.
I know.
Baboy man.
I'll go.
No, during the insertion of the needle, she, you know, sometimes when you get something inserted inside you, you go like, ah. So being Mariah Carey, she hit
Mariah Carey though.
Yeah, she hit a high note, like a, you know, her signature whistle tone high note. Actually, they say it was a her caption was vaccination side effect G6, which I'm guessing I'm not a music guy, but I'm guessing that's a musical note. So G6 high, like
a G6. We don't know, it might be the airplane that she's
on. I mean, that would make sense, right?
Grow up, dude.
she referenced she referenced a video she posted with her kids in March encouraging people to properly wash their hands as the pandemic was just getting started. This was last year. So it's nice to see. I mean, I think the important thing, even as lighthearted as this was, I think it's important to kind of speak about vaccination, because as much, how do I say this? Even though it's seems like the right plan, there are still people who don't believe in vaccinations, whether you're anti-vaxxer or some people just don't trust certain vaccines, which I understand in a way, because there are, you know, especially here, there are, you know, people seem to have access, at least some people are gaining access to vaccines that maybe are, for me personally, I don't feel like they're reliable. I feel like maybe there wasn't enough testing done. So in a way, I kind of understand the, not speculation, the skepticism towards vaccines. But I think it's cool that there are celebrities that are saying, you know what, get your vaccine. Get that shit, you know, inserted inside you, bro. Because it's better for the earth.
I don't know. Like, okay, so let me just give you a scenario. Let's say you're married to someone and then you guys have a child together. You have a baby. Mm. And then you then, like, let's say your partner mentions that they're actually not, they don't believe in vaccines. Would that be a problem?
Oh, yeah, especially it would be a problem.
Especially because you have a kid.
Like, yeah, because you want to protect your kid. And if we're talking about the vaccinations that have, through the test of time, saved, I would say, probably billions of lives over the course of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know what vaccines are common nowadays. You know, was it mumps or rubella? Is rubella? That sounds like a bread
that
spread.
Sounds like a...
You know, I had some toast and rubella this morning, right? Like, is rubella a real thing? I don't know why that word came up in my mind. But, you know, measles.
Because it sounds like Nutella.
Yeah, I guess. What is rubella? I got to go. What is rubella? I feel like it's a real thing. Rubella is a contagious viral. I knew it, man.
Exactly.
I knew that was a thing, bro. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I just feel like that's just a medical term I've heard. Measles. I don't know about chicken pox. I don't know if chicken pox. Is there a vaccine for chicken pox? Flu shots. I don't really know what the other vaccine. But, you know, just to answer your question, of course, it would be a problem, because if you're going to let your vulnerable baby be like, you know, attend a wedding, and there could be, you know, they could get, you know, mumps or something there. It would be bad. It would be bad.
Why would they be at a wedding?
The wedding, right? I'm just making a callback to exposures, you know. Yeah, wouldn't it be a problem for you?
I mean, it would be, actually. I was actually not, I mean, I wasn't married, but, you know, dating somebody who revealed that they kind of don't believe in vaccines. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to have this conversation. But I was thinking, I mean, if we had a kid, I'm like, this would be a real problem. I mean, thankfully, we didn't have a kid. Right. But yeah.
I mean, because I
do believe in research, obviously. They wouldn't put it out to the world to be consumed publicly if it's not safe, right?
I think it's a little bit disappointing to see certain celebrities with huge followings not be vocal about vaccines. I mean, I can't name a lot, but there's one in mind I have in mind. LeBron James, bro.
Okay.
LeBron James, when asked about will he get vaccinated, he didn't say no, but he said that's something that I'm going to keep within my family. I mean, it's a valid answer, but it feels like a cop-out. I mean, I love LeBron James.
Like, you and feel I think like they're not going to get, he's not going to get
vaccinated? I feel like he might not. I feel like he doesn't trust it. I don't know, because why wouldn't you say yes? Mm. Right? Mm. Like, if you are, I mean, what, it's not a difficult question to answer. For you and me, Rica, do you want to get, let's say, you know, a vaccine that you trust? I don't know, Pfizer, Moderna. I don't know which one you trust. But if I said, are you going to get the vaccine that you trust? If it's offered to you and you can get it today, would you get it? Your answer would be yes.
But you know what? I mean, it's easy for us because we're normal people, but this is LeBron James. I mean, maybe he is really thinking about his family, you know, I don't know, like their safety or...
I mean, I guess he could get.
He's an athlete, but I'm not justifying his.
No, I get it. I get it because of the LeBron is very well known.
He's known
for
to be that, yeah,
maintaining like, his body, and I guess there's a fear of, you know, because when I've seen tweets about people who get the vaccine and how they feel, maybe they feel dizzy or lightheaded, or they might feel like some symptoms. But that's how vaccines kind of work, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Like they inject there's a strain of the virus in the vaccine or some shit like that, right? I don't know, but I think that's kind of the science behind it. We're not scientists here, but that's kind of like
you have to do your own research.
Research and whatever. But I could see why he would be afraid, or maybe he doesn't want to. But at the same time, I feel like it's sending a message, the wrong message. Yun lang. I was a little bit disappointed lang. Because
I don't really have any take, you know, when it comes to LeBron James saying that. But think about it. What if that is the responsible thing to do? Instead of saying no, he just gave, you know, a very vague answer. So that, you know, he's not really influencing anybody to not take the vaccine or take the vaccine.
But I feel like that he is, because
you still think it's an irresponsible thing.
I think so, because by being I guess labo, or being what's the word? When you don't take a stance.
Wishy-washy.
And then not apolitical, but you know what I mean? Neutral. By being neutral, I feel like it could cast doubt into a lot of people's minds. But I mean, this LeBron James, right? He's probably in the top maybe 10 most followed people in the world. Like, this is the whole world. I don't know. You can Wikipedia at most followed people. And so I'm sure he's up there, top 20 for sure. So by being neutral, you know, by him not saying yes right off the bat, I'm sure it's exponential, right? How many people see it.
Remember we talked about this. I mean, we really can't force people.
No,
to
we can't. I'm just saying we can't. That's why I'm saying. I'm saying.
Were you expecting something from him, though?
I was disappointed in the answer because I'm not surprised, because, like you said, he has his body to take care of, and in a way, because there was an issue. I think it was last year, or maybe I've lost all track of time, but there's an issue before with the NBA and China, because, you know, the NBA in China, they have a huge partnership. You know, their games are streamed over there, blah, blah, blah. And I think it was the former GM, general manager of the Houston Rockets, made a comment about the protests or something.
Yeah.
And And LeBron kind of, because, you know, LeBron is huge in China. I mean, most NBA players are huge in China. So by maybe not speaking up on it, he saves, you know, billions of dollars. I don't know how much money he generates.
Oh, that's a really nice theory, man.
Yeah, I think it's true. It's protecting
but
their
did
image.
Did you really think about it? Did you really, was that really your thought? Your thought when you watched, or you know, when you watched that video?
I just read about it on Reddit. So I mean, I saw the article. I didn't actually see the video. Maybe if there was a video, because sometimes when you see it in writing, I think you could also misconstrue. I don't know. Sometimes you can see how genuine someone is when you see a video or when you see them saying the actual thing. Because if you take a quote and you read it in an article, you have free rein to kind of interpret it in a way. So So to be also fair, I just read it on the NBA subreddit, and I was. And in a way, I was also influenced by the comments in Reddit. I think I'm just disappointed. But of course, I can't be like, you have to say this, LeBron. You have to say yes to vaccine. But for me, it would have been better if he just said, yep, I'm getting it because it's the right thing to do. But
I wonder if these celebrities, if these celebrities promoting, you know, taking the vaccine or some type of medicine, I wonder if they're getting paid, not like directly, but I feel like they are getting something out of it.
Possibly. I mean,
like there's the whole politics and business around it.
There was a whole talks about, and I thought it was really funny, like, on Twitter, like, will they allot vaccines for influencers? Like, did you hear about that? There was discussion. Yeah, there was this. All right, let me Google it. Vaccines for influencers, because it's the influencer lumalabas. Wait, I have to Google it. There was like people. There's it was up for discussion. Should like in a bid to boost here, so this from CNN Philippines, in a bid to boost public confidence in COVID-19 vaccines, some influencers were supposed to get inoculated ahead of others, but the proposal received a firm no from the government advisor. So it was rejected, but it was a, you know, it was a thing.
It
was an actual thing because they want to broadcast to the masses, because right now, who reads the news? I mean, you and I, we're the number 8 news and politics podcast in the Philippines. So we have to read the news once a week. But how often do
to
you
meet one do, minute before we go right? record?
But how often do you read the news? Not really that often.
I know, but I think that's just, I don't know, if it does happen, it's a little sketch because, I mean, we don't know what constitutes influence because everybody could be an influencer, right?
Yeah. I mean,
buti na lang hindi siya na-approve, but I would be totally not into that.
Right.
Diba?
I mean, I thought it was silly. I mean, it should always go to the frontliners or whatever. I mean, but the theory behind it, like reaching more people who maybe don't know anything or are not educated about the vaccine, the theory behind it, I think, is sound. But we don't have enough vaccines to go around. Of course, if there was enough for everybody, I think it would be a good idea. Yun lang, because of the... No, if we had enough for everybody.
I get it.
No, not prioritized. But if we had enough for everyone and we just needed to spread the word, it's a good idea. It's a good idea, I think, if we had enough for everyone. Personally.
I guess so. But I mean, like for me, the best influence that, you know, the normal person could get would be the person right next to you, would be the person closest to you, your mom, your dad, everybody. If everybody gets it, then you won't need influencers to tell you that you need to get it. It's because your parents have had it. Your siblings have had it. So, you know, but I think that's like the best way to influence a normal person, right?
I think so too. I mean, it's basically it's kind of like your, what do you call it? Echo chamber-ish in a way, diba? So yeah, I mean, how did we get to this? What is this? Is this Mariah Carey?
Don't forget about us. Dita, I have a copyright neto. Remix.
So yeah, I mean, that's the thing that happened with Mariah Carey. You can check it out on her Instagram. She hit the high note. Yeah, wapow.
Shall wapow. We? Wapow.
All right, let's wapow. Luis Manzano. Luis Manzano and so, Jesse Mangiola.
So Luis Manzano and Jesse Mangiola surprised everybody when they announced that they're finally married. Yeah. And it's an intimate wedding. So they released a video on their YouTube yesterday. Mm. It's a short video, you know.
In, 5 minutes long.
5 minutes. There we go. Mm. And it looked like it was in the farm. I believe so. Looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny because Luis was reading the lyrics to anong song yun? Who sings? It's Gary V. Atta. Who sings?
Yeah, Gary V.
Warrior as a child.
I will protect you, and I promise if you grow weak, I will be there to fight their battles for you.
Oh, diba?
Yeah. Like,
it's a great, great lines.
Yeah, really cute. I mean, congratulations. And they've actually, I didn't know this, but they were together for 4 years and they got engaged last December. This is really cool. Yeah, they got married in the farm at San Benito in Batangas. And I'm sure it was like a star-studded ceremony, right? But they did say it was a small ceremony, so, which is really cool. It's really beautiful. So congratulations to you guys. Bet really yung mga pa flowers nila. Like dried. I know you shit on dried flowers. See? It's in the wedding.
I really like Luis's tux or his salmon suit. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And I think, I mean, I don't know how many people are there. I know Vilma Santos was there, right? Because that's his mom. Sino nga tatay nga? Edu.
Edu.
Yeah, I don't know if any of Jesse's family, I don't recognize. Is Jesse Mangiola from a showbiz family?
I've actually worked with Jesse Mangiola once. Yeah, she was really nice.
Cartoon Network?
Or what? Yes, Cartoon Network. And wow, she is beautiful. Like, when you see her, she's like a floating angel. And she was wearing workout clothes. So imagine at her wedding, she's probably like 10 times more beautiful, but she's... Mm-hmm. She's like very, I don't know, ethereal.
Angelic? Ethereal? Yeah.
Yes. Parang ganun. Parang siyang nagfa-float na angel just walking. Oh my gosh. Anyway, congratulations to you guys. And
I really like the screenshots that people have been posting on Twitter about of Luis crying. And I always like those crying groom videos. You ever see those compilations on YouTube? Like grooms crying when they see the bride.
Yes. I love that.
Best man, it's
yeah,
really
it's
good.
The best. It's actually like, parang if you know the groom, extra nakakaiyak. Because sometimes, like, I would attend wedding and weddings. I wouldn't really know the groom, but if I know the groom, yeah, mas naiyak din ako because it's like it's a rare occurrence to see, let's say, your friend cry like that.
What was the last wedding that you were at? Do you remember?
Yes. So I hosted a wedding, remember? I hosted a wedding last December, but before the whole lockdown quarantine pandemic, the last wedding I went to was last February 8th, which I also hosted, but it was also the wedding of my high school friend. So we had fun there. Nalasing ako, but it was really fun. I still remember.
Right there or no?
What?
You cry on at that wedding or no?
I mean, I teared up because it was my high school friend, but I think I was more focused on the job as well. So, yeah.
When was the last time you cried at a wedding? Do you remember?
I don't actually remember if I cried at all in any of the weddings that I've been to.
You heartless monster.
Me at the cold ice queen.
The last time that it happened to me, actually, it was in Boracay, my cousin's wedding. Si Sheena, she got married.
I know, I remember, you remember your video. Oh
my God! So in the same day, edit na naidlip or na nahuli ako sa camera that I was, because I was one of the groomsmen, or I guess yeah. bridesmen in this case, because pinsan ko is si Sheena, the bride, and they caught me crying, man. Like it was flowing, bro.
But I mean, you guys were close, right?
Yeah, yeah. So she's like my sister because I'm an only child. Well, I have stepsisters now, but growing up, I was an only child.
Understandable. Yeah.
And it was the music. I talked about it. It was fucking music, man. The string quartet. Ang ina nila eh. Actually, tatlo lang yan. Like string triplets. I don't know. My violin, my piano yan. No, those fuckers, man. They played like, ano yan? Anong uso sa kasal? 1,000 Years?
Oh, yeah. Dance with your father.
Oh, diba? And, yeah, actually, I posted on my, if you scroll back to, I don't know when, 2019 yata, Instagram, I have a photo of me crying. Like expectation versus reality.
Did you ever have to cry for like an acting job?
Never.
Or a commercial or never?
Oh, speaking of, on our Facebook,
I know.
Facebook group. I saw it in the comments kanina. So I forgot who posted it, but someone has the video of my acting gig. Actually, it's HD because I'm glad they kind of found it. Like, I know he tweeted it to me like last year. But I only had a recording from yung alam mo yung pag from when you TV. Record the TV yun lang yung ano yung kopya ko eh. So at least I got a HD version because I think it was from I Want TV or something like that. So it was they posted it my acting.
How long did you have to shoot that day for that scene?
That
was it a long time.
The actual shoot or how long I was on waiting to get ano hanggang masaya. Dude, my call time, I went, diba, I was working 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the radio station. So I got the text like the night before, mga 8 p.m. yata, from Ate Manel, who's a booker or whatever, talent booker for mga teleserye. You hear that?
What?
I hear a sound.
It's like a back.
Bigla lang. Oh, anyway, so okay. I got the text like that night, and then they said, "Can you come at 7? Can you come at 5 a.m. the next day?" And I said, "I have work till 6. Pwede ba o ano sumunod?" So I got there. I took a grab. Wala pa ang kotse nun eh. So I took a grab at around 6:30. I got there, but hindi ako nasalang hanggang hapon. I was there like the whole day.
I had,
if you watch the scene, I had what? 3 lines? 2 lines?
Mm-hmm. So but was it a long scene?
No, not at all, man. Like, that's the extent. If you see the video, that's the extent of my work.
Did you leave after? Like, can you just like, bye?
Once Derek was happy with it. See, sino nga yun director ng ano, mga J. Deans? Because that was till I met you, right? Ay! Fuck, what's his name, bro? Basta.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you did till I met you. Mm-hmm. He said, pack up. You're good. Once they said, okay na, pack up. So I went home. But the actual work itself, yung kasama si Enzo Pineda, like the shoot, no more than 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think it was only maybe four takes. I don't know. I've told this story many times. I don't know. I keep changing the story. But I remember walang take two na, because I didn't make a mistake on my lines. It was just they needed different angles.
Yeah.
Ganun pala yun, no?
So,
yeah. It was really well done. I was like, I felt like an actor, bro. And I've even said, like, I've been said time and time again, yung nag impromptu ganun pa ako sa mukha nga. That was all impromptu.
Knox.
Tom Holland
is shaking.
I didn't even ask permission from Enzo.
Yeah.
I just did it, bro, because I felt like, you know, we're vibing. You know, we're
did,
both
did he just like take here. It? Did he just take it? He wasn't like
he ran with it, bro. He took it and then he took like
a professional. Like,
yeah, we were vibing. You know, as both, you know, as act, you know, in our craft as actors. We kind of just got to feed off each other, you know? But yeah, no,
okay,
I had to cry for a role. I had to kind of do it in acting class. I took an acting class, acting workshop. Couldn't do it. I suck at it.
I feel like I want to try acting at one point in my life.
Do it, man.
Because singing... Singing is not a thing for me.
It was Derek Andoy. It was Derek
Andoy. Ah, okay. Okay, cool.
So Wapow?
Wapow, last one.
Oh,
I am so happy. Oh, as a Shanty Dope stan, as a Shanty Dope fan, I was so happy to hear and to see that his song was featured in an episode of Winter and Falcon. Tama ba? Falcon and Winter. Falcon and Winter Soldier on Disney Plus. So his song called Amats, which was a really controversial song. Remember that in 2019? Remember? So it was a controversial song, which we weren't allowed to play it here in the Philippines. And even like a government agency had to tell people that it's like bad influence or whatever. But no, because we've said it before that actually in a lot of his interviews, he would actually say that the song is about, you know, feeling that high on life with making music, and you don't need substance abuse or alcohol or anything like that. He's pertaining to his music. Yeah. So anyway, his song was featured in an episode on Disney Plus. It was, I believe, like 45 seconds. Yeah. And you can really recognize the song. And I freaked out once I saw it on his Instagram stories. And then I had to like triple check. And then it was true. And then his manager also reposted it on Instagram stories, and apparently they were contacted by Marvel Studios. They were contacted by Marvel Studios back in December. Parang they were asking about the song, where can they ask permission to use the song in an episode. So that was last December, and now the episode is out. And I'm just so happy because, you know, everybody from all around the world, not just Filipinos, will get to hear the song. And maybe for me and in my perspective, it could be like them getting into OPM, because we have like a lot of different artists here in the Philippines that are so talented, and now it's like up for everybody in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So it was really cool.
Actually, I remember a little cool topic of discussion, Rika brought it up to me. Makaano kayo bayad kay Shanty Dope? No?
I know. I actually don't know, but I mean, like, you have to remember that, you know, like these, they're under labels and like contracts and everything. So I don't know if he directly gets anything from that, but it's pretty cool that, you know, it's for everybody to see everywhere, all around the world, except here.
I haven't started the show, so I can't wait to actually experience it firsthand. But it apparently happens in a scene where Falcon and Winter Soldier, they go to the fictional country of Madripoor, which is supposedly an independent country in the Indonesian archipelago. So it was in Indonesia, but they used the
sobrang angas ng song, like how they used it and how they edited it, right? How they edited it for the scene. It was like, damn, look at that. So yeah, pretty cool, right? I was so happy that night or that day when the news came out, I just listened to my own playlist the whole day, like, you know, just vibing out to the songs that I like. So yeah.
Cool. I hope he makes a lot of money. I'm sure he does, because
I know. And I hope he makes an album. He puts out an album, singles. He's been releasing music actually over the year, like over the past year. So can't wait.
Yeah. Wapow, that's the TTs for today, man. Successful
TTs.
Finally done. We're using our Mickle microphones right now. So it's freaking.
Oh, shit. So to everybody, to the 47 viewers right now, you are the lucky ones.
You're the first ones to see it.
We're the first ones. Are we going to see it? I don't have it.
No, first to hear about it.
You're the first ones to hear about it because we have merch!
We finally have a
shirt. Talking finally.
Oh, after many years,
many back and forth, like it was like a t-shirt tango, man. Yeah. It was like a we're gonna have it. Yeah. Yes, we are. Ooh. We freaking walked.
It was like a K-drama love team.
It was like, right? Are we gonna? Is it
gonna happen?
Is it gonna happen? Are we gonna have the t-shirts? But yes, okay. So we will release all of the details on our Instagram. So that's at Halo Halo Show. Nakalimutan ko. At Halo Halo Show, and we're gonna release all the details by tomorrow morning. Okay. So, but it's locked down, locked in, whatever lock that is. We have merch, you guys. Ooh, woo, woo, woo,
woo. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of you are, you know, of course, the first thing is, what does it look like? Rika has a pretty cool photo. She did a little impromptu. I thought you
know, nine photo shoot.
Photo shoot. So it's gonna be really cool. The order details, we have a really cool actually.
Oh yeah,
we have a way to save you money. Like you don't have to pay for shipping, something like that. But we'll discuss it with you. We'll take orders through DM. We'll talk about it next week. But all the details, as Rika said, will be on our Instagram. Okay.
Okay.
Are we gonna record a Tres Leches, or are we just gonna kind of just say hello to people right now?
Yeah. So let's just shout out, right?
Shout out.
Yeah. I'm gonna go on Twitter.
Twitter.
Okay, here. Shout out to Queen Gee. Is that how you say it? Sebedee. And Christetai. Shout out to Junyong Miaofi. Hello there. Am I in the right? Anyway. Roigi. And Nate Tan. Hello there. Also to Smiling Face with Tear. Oh, hello. Oh, and by the way, this last month, we were actually on the trending podcast page on Spotify. What the hell? So thank you guys. Keep on recommending the podcast to your friends, your family members, whoever. Just let them know about it. They might enjoy it. Just one person.
One person.
Who knows,
pay
right?
It forward, right? On Instagram, hello to John Matthew Sola, Juki Radok, sino pa ba? Ella Baite, Mommy Lois Corner, Sam Larena, D Dr. Diane, the GTG Podcast, Patrick Loobs, Lout TJ, Sam Yambot, Kyle? Oh, Kyle with a C. That's a cool spelling. Kyle Feliciano, Felicity Alejandrino, Jake Oliganga, Miss Christy, Kezon with an O, A Kate Trinidad. Thank you for following us on Instagram.
No bots today, huh?
No bots today, friend.
Nice. Give them real accounts. Oh, and if also, shout out to your cup of Tino. Hello there. Oi. John Pazdao from Singapore. Hello.
Yeah. To everyone on Facebook Live that watched this, the recording of this live mix.
And now JC will take off his shirt.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, that's it. Tres Leches, I guess. Maybe we'll record.
I don't Tres Leches.
Hey, sorry. I know. Tres Leches. Where you? Fuck, what's the name of that shit? We haven't done it in so long.
Lechica. We don't know.
It's been a while, friend. Lechica. Oh shit. Nawala yung audio mo.
And I am back.
Lechica. Maybe we'll record Wednesday, but of course the ECQ kind of makes it a little bit rough. So just if it doesn't, hypothetically, if it doesn't, please don't get mad at us.
No, we will. Okay, fine. We'll do it. We promise. Okay? Because all right, we know we're doing it. Patatumo.
So it gives you more incentive, I guess, to follow our Facebook page because we're live there. But if you're in the group,
it takes a lot of effort, man. Like the English, same if it's a page, thing. I feel like
because they post the same stuff. Like, what is a
no? But
group?
Look, our Facebook page is actually connected to our group, so anything that we post on the page, I think it'll be posted on the group as well. I'm just not. Anyway,
okay.
So follow us everywhere, you guys.
Yeah, it's the Halala Show everywhere except for Instagram. You can send us a Leche fan mail, thehalalashow@gmail.com. I know meron pa kaming utang na Leche fan mail.
Sobrang dami. Super.
Super. So that's it, man. Extra song.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.